producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I didn't want to talk to the media at the time. And truth of the matter is, I really still don't want to talk to the media. But at the end of the day, you know, things has to happen. I had a lot of time to go back and play everything back. And like I say, I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
That's quite a quote. Show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser. Really, what a philosophy. There's the quarterback Cam Newton from Carolina, the Carolina Panthers, trying to explain why he got up and walked out of the press conference following his loss, the team's loss, actually, to the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. Wah, 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 wah. That's how I described it on the air. You can describe it as you would like to. This is the beginning of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The talk, top, talk. Do that again, Doug. Top, talk, talk. One more time. Top, talk, topics of the week. The top 10, in fact. Number 10 on the countdown, having to do with, usually at this point when we're getting started, it's sports talk radio, and that's no surprise this week. Talkers Magazine, the premier publication of the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country. That's where this list comes from every week, 52 weeks a year. And so this is the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 12th of February. Let's keep going here. From number 10, we move on.
Number 9.
The so-called Zika virus. See if we get everybody scared, worked up here. Talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about how ready we are to handle the Zika virus versus how the Ebola virus scare was handled a few years ago.
Every day we've been hearing about the Zika virus. Now, you and Senator Warner signed off on a bill. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, we wrote a letter to the administration, really knowing that the budget was in kind of final stages of preparation. We wrote a letter to the administration really urging significant funding to tackle the Zika problem, the Zika virus problem. The president's budget, from what I've heard, that it is going to have a major investment, public health investment to try to counter Zika. I haven't actually seen the budget yet. There's probably, you know, already a copy, you know, somewhere in an email inbox somewhere in my office. I haven't seen it yet, but I expect that the president is going to make that investment. And look, this is one where I know that there will be bipartisan support for trying to do something in a major way to avert any real disaster here.
Let me ask about this, Senator, because I think hopefully everybody kind of learned a little lesson with the last Ebola blow-up where, you know, stuff like this, and this isn't as bad, but, I mean, it has different effects, but very bad effects still.
Yes.
Are we properly funding the basal level of America's preparedness for any of these kinds of things?
But look, we handled the Ebola crisis, I think, quite well. You remember the amount of hysteria right at the start of it. You can't let a nurse that's been over, you know, treating people in a humanitarian way come back into the country. There's a lot of hysteria about it. But when there was a problem, the world turned to the United States. We helped. We made a huge difference. We were able to both make a huge difference in Africa, but contain any significant effects here. So we deployed the resources and we did a good job. And my sense is we'll do exactly the same on this, especially if Congress is supportive of what the president is asking. And I have no reason to doubt that, you know, it's not going to be a partisan issue. So you should never, on a preparedness question about dealing with an emergency, you can never be complacent. You should always be just a little bit nervous about whether you've done enough. But I think our public health officials have shown again and again that they have a real skill when it comes to dealing with this, and that the U.S., you know, is the nation that other nations turn to for help.
Number 8.
Huge, man, huge difference. Huge. All of that hoopla from this week. We'll get to that later on in the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 9, the Zika virus. Number 8, the satellite launch by the North Koreans. Here's another radio host, Jeff Angelo, talking to Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa about the latest vote in the Senate on a new round of sanctions being proposed against the country of North Korea.
What are some of the things, one of the, some of the steps we're taking to show North Korea we're displeased by the things that they are currently been doing with these satellite launches and the development of nuclear capability?
Right. Well, the and you were right, it was bipartisan, unanimously agreed to in the Senate. But the North Korea Sanctions and Policy Enhancement Act forces the Obama administration to put forward a strategy to investigate and combat North Korea's aggression. It expands and tightens enforcement of sanctions and demands a comprehensive strategy to stop cyber attacks. This legislation would also require the administration to expose and address human rights abuses, which we know are rampant in North Korea. So we really focus down on individuals and enhanced sanctions. So we stop, just for example, any materials that would go into North Korea to be used for the building or developing of their military capabilities. So we stop things like that. We stop people from doing business with North Korea.
And Senator Ernst, as you're talking to people on Capitol Hill, why the saber rattling lately by North Korea? What are they doing? Why are they drawing such attention to themselves at this moment in time?
Well, that is a really great question. North Korea will do as North Korea does.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, very unpredictable and I would say unstable leader, and that's why we are very concerned about the situation over there with the, like you said, the saber rattling and ballistic missiles, the restarting of a plutonium reactor to support its nuclear weapons program, undermining our U.S. cybersecurity. I mean, it just seems to be exploding over there. And of course, in recent years, we have, as a United States military, been redirecting our military assets and what we call kind of the Asia Pacific rebalance. So we have been trying to focus more on that area. So this might be North Korea really flexing its muscles.
Wow. There's the statement of the week. Kim Jong-un is unstable. Whoa. That's going out on a limb, huh? All right, so the North Korean situation is number 8. We get to number 7 on this week's countdown in just a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen, 14 past the hour on the TRCS.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express SERV account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express SERV card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express SERV card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 to $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Number seven item on the countdown, the Afghanistani situation. That is, we are sending more of our troops in there to bolster the fight against the Taliban. Here's talk radio personality Richard Dixon with a focus on the futility of sending troops, more troops, into Afghanistan from our country.
Look, that area of the world is a mess. We decided a long time ago we were not going to get involved in nation building, right? We don't want to be involved in nation building. President George W. Bush was the first one who said that. He said, we're not going to do nation building. We refuse. We can't. We got to stop. And then we went into Iraq and decided we were going to nation build. And now we're in Afghanistan and we're trying to nation build. We went there for one specific purpose. A, wipe out the Taliban. And a secondary purpose, B, get Osama bin Laden. That was really what we were after. Wipe out the Taliban, get Osama bin Laden. Well, we wiped out the Taliban. By that, I mean we moved them into Pakistan. And since we're unwilling to follow them into Pakistan or even hold Pakistan responsible for sheltering them, clearly we don't need to stick around in Afghanistan waiting for them to come back. They're not going to come back as long as we're there. And B, we got Osama bin Laden. Why haven't we wrapped this up and gone home? Look, the people of Afghanistan, remember how we went in and took that country and we did it very quickly? We did it not so much with guns as we did with money. Because warlords in various regions are the guns. And you go in and you say, look, here's the thing. We'll offer you the protection of the United States military. We will give you this much money. We will give you, you know, 4 new cows and 17 new goats, whatever. And we'll be here and you're going to be our partners in this. Or we can go ahead and bring in a battalion and wipe you guys out. Oh, you know, suddenly the money and the goats and the cows sounds pretty good. We sort of like the sound of all of that. And now we're on the side of the U.S. military. They basically change the badges on the side of their robes. They take off the Taliban insignia. They put on the U.S. or U.N. or whatever badge and say, oh, we switched sides. We're with these guys now. And that's largely how we ended up taking over Afghanistan. And the problem is anybody whose loyalty can be bought by you for that pittance can be bought by your opponent for that pittance as well. Which means as soon as we leave, these guys are not going to stand and fight for the good old red, white, and blue. When the Taliban comes in, they're going to say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you this much land. We're going to give you this many goats and this many sheep and this many cows. And, you know, you're with us now. And the warlords say, okay, we're with you now. And they take off the U.S. insignia and they put on the Taliban insignia. And basically the country goes back to the way it was. They've been doing this for not scores of years, not dozens of years, hundreds of years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. No one is going to effectively take over Afghanistan. No one is ever going to effectively run or rule Afghanistan. Afghanistan is never going to become a democracy or a representative republic in the way that Western countries are, and even the way some Asian Pacific Rim countries are. It's not going to happen. So stop pretending and just leave.
For those of you who want to know who that man is, once again, a reminder, it's Richard Dixon with as an intelligent overview of that situation as I've heard for a long time. Bravo, Mr. Dixon. What are we doing there? 21 past the hour, number 6, up next.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week. The situation with the Supreme Court and its changing that climate change ruling. Here's Talk Host John Hines having a conversation on his radio program with Anthony Andragana, who's an environmental reporter for Bloomberg News. And the discussion about the Supreme Court ruling, what it does and what it doesn't do.
In a major blow to the president's domestic climate change action plan, the Supreme Court blocked the EPA's clean power plan. Tell me a little bit about what this would have done or what it was designed to do, the clean power plan.
So the Clean Power Plan is President Obama's principal domestic, or I guess the centerpiece of his domestic actions to tackle climate change, and it would regulate carbon dioxide emissions from the nation's fleet of existing power plants. Now, it's important to note that what the court has not done, it hasn't killed the rule altogether, but it said states are not going to have to comply with the regulation until we've seen the litigation make its way through courts.
Okay, and so it's still on the table. There's just basically a stay here until this is had a chance to listen to and hear the arguments about it.
That's right. And so what states have been saying is more than two dozen states have said is they'd be required to take actions immediately, pay lots of money up front to comply with this regulation. They said they shouldn't be required to do that, and the Supreme Court has agreed for the moment.
Okay, so how would this plan have worked? There's an idea that obviously this would have some huge costs, which would actually be probably passed on to consumers in one way or another.
That's certainly been an argument, yes. States would be required to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions together. They'd be required to hit a certain rate. And so the power plants would have to take actions to hit those targets. That would impose costs. And as you said, the argument's been made that this would bring a huge cost onto consumers in those various states.
Now, so if I understand this correct, though, even the Supreme Court's rule could still be at risk. This was according to the article that you co-authored.
I'm sorry, the Supreme Court's rule, he said?
Rule. I mean, could
yes, absolutely.
Could be at risk.
So we talked to a number of attorneys. They're saying that this is a big sign that the rule could be in danger if, as many people assume, it inevitably makes its way to the Supreme Court. Five of the justices had to agree to take this unprecedented action to stay the rule. So that's a big sign to a lot of people that the rule could be in danger if and when it gets to the Supreme Court.
And if I understand this correctly, then it ends up in who's hearing the arguments prior to going to the Supreme Court?
So what's what's known as the D.C. Circuit, which is the court that reviews all executive agency actions, will be hearing this. They're going to hear the regulation, the arguments about the regulation in June of this year. We're expecting a decision on that sometime in the fall. It's assumed that whoever loses that will ultimately petition the Supreme Court to review the regulation, and the rule is stayed until the Supreme Court decides what it's going to do on that.
How does this relate to the EPA's mercury and air toxics standards that was argued or discussed earlier?
So that's another very high-profile air regulation that the Obama administration had done. The argument's been made since the Supreme Court made the EPA do some additional legwork after ruling on that regulation last year. Many saw that in the MATS case, companies had to take actions up front, spend lots of money. And even then, when the court ruled on the regulation, a lot of the work had already been done. So many see this as a sign that the court didn't want companies, didn't want states to have to pay those costs up front, and that they should wait until the regulation's legality had been decided.
So this will ultimately, do you think this will ultimately end up then at the Supreme Court, this whole case?
Well, actually, the Obama administration held a conference call last night with reporters, and they said, in their opinion, it's inevitable that this is going to make its way to the Supreme Court. That's something we've heard from states, coal companies as well. I think everybody assumes this is going to get before the Supreme Court, but what happens there remains very much unpredictable.
So a lot of people are happy about this. There is good and bad in all of this, good and bad in the domestic debate about global warming and climate change, actually the international debate about this. You think it's going to go away just because of this Supreme Court ruling? Not any more so than Obamacare did. 28 past the hour on this week's Talk.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The top 10 for the week of February the 8th to the 12th, 2016. Doug Steffen in here with the second half of our hourly review, overviewing where we are so far this week, recapping what's been the big topics on talk radio this week. Number 10, the Super Bowl. Number 50, Cam Newton, all that stuff. The Zika virus is at number 9. North Korea, number 8. Afghanistan, number 7. The Supreme Court ruling on climate change, number 6.
Number 5.
So, in the number 5 position in our wheelhouse this week, the situation in the Middle East with the civil war in Syria, refugee problems, that sort of thing. Here is a clip from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, where host Alan Ludell talked to Liz Sly, Middle East correspondent from the Washington Post, about Turkey refusing to accept any more refugees coming over from Syria.
Turkey angrily rejected demands that had opened its frontier to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees driven from their homes by Russian airstrikes. The Turks said that would amount to complicity in the Russian-backed offensive. Tell us more about the situation.
Well, yes, it's really pretty miserable for all these people. There's about 50,000 of them at least who've been forced to flee from their homes as a result of this intensified Russian backed offensive to get to Aleppo. They've been basically running from the airstrikes. At least 30,000 of them have accumulated around the border gate in Turkey, just south of where I am. But Turkey's not opening the border to them, partly because Turkey's already swamped by over 2.5 million Syrian refugees, and also because, as you just pointed out, they're saying that this would make them complicit in what they are calling an effort by the Russians to actually drive the people out of the Aleppo area so that it can be reconquered for the government.
Is that a bona fide reason, or is that just a cover for the previous reason?
I think it's actually something to that. We've seen this consistently throughout the Syrian war. Before the Russian intervention, the government of Bashar al-Assad was systematically bombarding from the air civilian areas, civilian neighborhoods that had joined the uprising against his government, and the plan seemed to be to just basically get as many people to move as possible. They would go block by block. They would target one neighborhood one day, another neighborhood the next day, and it seemed like they were trying to push people out. Now that the Russians have joined in, they've brought much more firepower to bear, and it's actually generating gains on the ground, but they're still targeting civilian areas. And of course, it does make it easier for them to conquer these areas if they're empty of people.
So these folks are just kind of snuggled there very close to the border with nowhere to go?
That's right. And, of course, Turkey's in a real dilemma here because the European Union is telling Turkey to close its doors to Syrian refugees because it doesn't want any more of them making the journey onto Europe. You've got the UN and human rights groups appealing to Turkey to open its doors to these people who are just civilians running away from the horrible violence, because that's international humanitarian law, and countries are supposed to admit fleeing refugees in if they have nowhere to go.
Number four item this week on our Talk Radio review is that lawsuit brought by the feds and how the city of Ferguson, Missouri, responded to the idea that they had to do what their agreement was with the federal government. Another thing is they can't afford it. Here's talk host Bruce St. James along with Pamela Hughes. They discuss the Justice Department filing of this lawsuit against the city of Ferguson.
There's arguments to be made on both sides of this, to say the least. The city council, basically, Pamela, is arguing that if they do all the things that the Justice Department says they need to do to get in compliance with the law, it would bankrupt the city. They said, we can't afford to do these things.
Yeah, some of them include giving pay raises to police. One of the ideas the Justice Department has is that if they actually increase the pay of police officers, then it would become more competitive, and you might get some outside blood, some outside interest, some outside...
Better quality officers?
Absolutely.
Is the argument? Okay.
And the city says, well, if we raise the police officers' wages, there are going to be other people within city government that want to pay raises. Well, we cannot afford to do that. Now, some of the other things that the Justice Department is saying that the city has to do, and the police department in particular has to do, seem pretty reasonable, though, Bruce.
Okay.
Like, you can't stop somebody without probable cause.
Call them crazy.
Call it a little nutso there. Yeah, this is something that has been a problem in the city, and now the Justice Department is saying, no, you got to take a look at this.
I mean, some of it is, if it wasn't so serious, I suppose you could laugh at it. I'm going to laugh anyway. The city of Ferguson, Missouri, this was in negotiations with the Department of Justice, agreed that police officers would not shoot at moving cars. Okay, so we've got that.
That's literally in there.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, you cannot shoot at moving cars. Really?
Yeah.
This is a certain measure of, you've got to imagine, the Department of Justice is treating the Ferguson Police Department like a 4-year-old.
Wait, there's more. There's more. But wait, there's more. The Department of Justice says officers are banned.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
From using stun guns as punishment.
Can't use stun guns as punishment.
No more, guys.
No, you can use them as a compliance device or thing that you cannot use it just because you're mad at them.
Right, exactly.
Number three, there's a chuckle that goes with that, even though it's serious. Right, you're thinking that, so I just thought I'm thinking you too. I'll put it out there. Number three this week. Your stock market portfolio and all the advertising that's going with it this is a bonanza time for financial planners, people that have been scared by what's going on in the markets. Are we going into a recession? All of those concerns have been aired on a lot of radio programs, financial programs, the money stations, business stations, that sort of thing. Here's a radio personality, Matt Patrick, talking to financial analyst Clark Hodges about a new survey claiming most adults in the U.S. fear the next generation will be worse off financially than we are.
CNN Money E-Trade survey, 56% of Americans think next generation worse off. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, I don't necessarily think that the next generation will be worse off, but I do believe
that people believe that by and large in this country. I think there's a couple of factors. One, you know, we're 8 years removed, 7 years removed from a pretty bad recession. And that's still fresh in people's minds. And a lot of people are still unemployed. A lot of people are underemployed. A lot of people don't have savings. The economy's not growing at a real fast pace. And I also think, you know, you can blame some of this attitude about wealth and wealth generation and right. how everyone's going to get it. You can blame that on Washington.
I do.
And since President Obama's been in office, there's been a state of a handout state, a state of welfare has increased tremendously. The attitude and the sentiment in our country is, I'm going to do nothing, and you're going to pay for me.
Exactly. I mean, people give
and
up, Clark, right?
With the popularity of Bernie Sanders by the young people, who I saw a funny thing the other day. Someone said the reason Bernie Sanders is so popular with these young people is because these young people grew up, of the generation that grew up, and they all got trophies.
Right.
Nothing. So that's really what it boils down to, in my opinion.
No, and I agree with you. I really do agree with you. And I think that, you know, you see, you know, the Sanders people, and they're young kids, anti-establishment. Yeah. And that's exactly what he is. He's an anti-establishment candidate. And I think that's why you see all these young kids who have no idea that what they're saying or what he's saying is completely it's stupid, and it's never going to work. But yet they, you know, they got nothing to lose because they don't have anything.
Right. When you were raised with the attitude that my goal in life is to get to a place where the government can support me, and I can take in as much money from the government as I can, you know, right. that's pretty sad. And you're stuck. If you're raised that way, you're stuck to be poor your whole life. And that's just the fact. And I think, you know, the food stamp program has more than doubled under Obama. And, you know, people that are taking food stamps, they're not people that are not able to work. They're people that don't want to work. They're people that take food stamps as kind of a bonus,
right.
and they're out with their iPhones and their flat screen TVs.
Right.
They're still out spending money because they make money somehow, legal or illegal. They're making money, but they can get food stamps, so they're doing it.
What an amazing discussion. Right on, from my perspective anyway, why Bernie gets his steam and where he gets it, exactly portrayed, put together well there in that discussion. What do you think? Doug@DougStephan.com is my email address. Up next, the number two item this week on the countdown. The number two and number one may be fairly predictable. Let's find out if you're right in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. At President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. Number two.
Number two this week in the countdown, the Oregon standoff. Correspondent Melissa Luck talking to Sarah Weaver, a survivor of Ruby Ridge, tried to help negotiate with the protesters in hopes that she could help prevent what happened to her family from happening once again.
Sarah lost her mom and her little brother at their home in North Idaho. That set off a string of events. Even the Oklahoma City bomber said he attacked a federal building as retribution for what happened at Ruby Ridge. When I first met Sarah in 2012, she told me she doesn't want any more violence committed in her family's name. She spends her time now talking to groups about her deep faith and forgiveness. Like a lot of us, she's been closely watching the events unfold in Oregon. She even offered to come in and help as a third-party mediator. More than anything, Sarah wanted to see this end without the violence that marked her family's experience in 1992.
If Ruby Ridge is used to incite or justify violence, it angers and it saddens me. It also inspires me to keep sharing the personal lessons that I've learned from it. If it's used in a positive way, an educational way, to remind people of what happened, to prevent loss of life, I'm extremely grateful for that, and that also inspires me to keep going.
Sarah says she's extremely thankful a mediator was allowed to come in and talk to the occupiers. She says when you're in that situation, you're not thinking clearly. Your adrenaline is spiking. She's adamant it's critical to ending a standoff like this, and mediators were crucial in getting her family out of that cabin alive all those years ago.
Here's Joe Fryer, reporter from Oregon, talking about the end of the standoff.
Tense moments on the 41st day of the wildlife refuge occupation, all of it broadcast live online.
Going out!
After three holdouts turn themselves in, the fourth and final occupier, David Fry, refuses to surrender.
I'm a free man, I will die a free man.
Before finally, peacefully giving up.
If everybody says hallelujah, I'll come out.
He ate a cookie, asked everyone to say hallelujah. When they said hallelujah, he came out.
The FBI closed in on the occupiers last night, a dramatic development that was also live streamed with tens of thousands listening.
Come out with your hands up. No, we're not! You're gonna have to kill us!
Well, let's be clear. Armed occupation of federal property is a crime and is not a peaceful protest.
Among those negotiating with the group, Reverend Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, and Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore.
never lost faith. I came here with a mission, and the mission was accomplished.
Armed militants took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge nearly 6 weeks ago, protesting federal ownership of western lands. 2 weeks ago, one occupier was shot and killed in a confrontation with law enforcement, and several others were arrested, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy. Last night, their father, Cliven Bundy, was also taken into custody after landing at the Portland airport. He was not part of the occupation. Rather, his arrest stems from an armed standoff with law enforcement 2 years ago in Nevada, a battle over unpaid grazing fees. Now, Cliven Bundy faces several felony charges and joins his sons behind bars.
Why there's a need for a revolution, that's about as much a focus on that in this country as anything I've heard for a long time. The Facebook page and Twitter for the Doug Steffen programs has the following comments. William, why would he leave his ranch? Reference to Cliven Bundy. He surely knew they would pounce on him. Eric, once again, our government by the government, for the government. Maya writes, it was time for it all to end. Jail? Well, what did they expect? Better than death. And it goes on. Comments, by the way, yes, you can send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com as well. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, as one might expect, on the countdown presidential race. Let's get started reviewing what happened this past week by listening to Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer on their program. Talk about Hillary Clinton not getting as many votes in New Hampshire as Bernie Sanders did, but getting more delegates than he did.
Bernie Sanders trounced Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire on primary night on Tuesday, and yet when it comes to the allocation of delegates to the Democratic convention, she may actually end up with more delegates than he had. And you wonder
how does that work?
Well, how does that happen? How is it possible that you could lose an election by double digits with a crooked number up front and still end up getting more delegates than the guy who crushed you? Well, and the answer is that the Democrats set up a system where they have, you know, we have the primary and the caucus system to win delegates to the convention for the nomination. But they also created a special category of delegates known as superdelegates that each state can award to Democratic officials. If, for instance, the governor of the state is a Democrat and there's a couple of congressmen who are Democrats or state senators, you know, top officials within the party,
they're more important,
are deemed delegates to the convention, and New Hampshire has 24 of them. It's got 24 people that the Democratic Party in New Hampshire has designated as superdelegates. And a bunch of those people had already pledged allegiance to Hillary Clinton before the election even took place.
So it doesn't matter what the results are, they can do whatever they want.
That's right. To make it clear, these pledged Clinton delegates are not obligated to vote for her either. They can go, if Bernie Sanders, for instance, starts to steamroll out of South Carolina through the Nevada caucuses and starts to roll up a huge delegate count and is clearly the choice of the party, it's likely that the Hillary people will peel off and vote for Bernie Sanders. This happened in 2008, by the way, when the superdelegates that she had locked up in advance went and voted for Barack Obama. But when you look at it, and Mrs. Clinton has spent the last 8 years locking these people up, making sure that she had them in the bank. And this is what we mean about she has control of the apparatus of the Democratic Party.
Yep, it's all about the party, not about you, the voter. It's pretty outrageous when you think about it. She doesn't get as many votes, but she's got more delegates. What a system, huh? Here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Eliza Collins, who's from Politico.com, about the next phase of the race now that New Hampshire is behind us.
I'm just looking at your website this morning, and it says South Carolina is going to be a bloodbath. What comes out of New Hampshire, and what is the setup for South Carolina now?
So I think John Kasich's second place win puts a big target on his back. I think that people have kind of been discounting him. He's been running this very positive campaign. I heard described as like chicken soup for the soul. He was kind of going at this positive unity campaign, and people were kind of letting him go. I think that going into South Carolina, establishment candidates like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio are going to put some money into attacking Kasich. I also think that Jeb Bush now, even though he placed fourth, he, you know, had a good showing. So I think that he's kind of going in with some new confidence, maybe some new donors, and he's going to be, they're all fighting, I think, at this point for kind of their life. I think South Carolina is one of the last states that you'll see this many establishment candidates.
Elijah, let's talk a bit about Hillary Clinton. Could the early campaign glory days for Mrs. Clinton be coming to an end? See, voters in New Hampshire, women voters, abandoned her.
Right. And I think that's a big, Hillary Clinton knew she was going to lose. I think that Bernie Sanders in almost every poll was ahead by, you know, some were as low as like 7 points, but most were double digits. So, but I think just this margin and the fact that women voters, that's concerning. And I think that she's going to have to look at her campaign and really try to figure it out. I know that going into South Carolina, there's going to be a big focus on African Americans and minorities, which is something, which is a place that she's a lot stronger than Bernie Sanders at this moment. And they're definitely going to try to turn the tables, hoping to get some of those women voters back.
Top 10 talk topics of the week. Which one is the most important one for you? That's the list at DougStefan.com. The presidential race, Oregon standoff, financial markets, Ferguson, the refugee situation in the Middle East, Supreme Court ruling on climate change, what's happening in Afghanistan, North Korea, the Zika virus, Super Bowl 50. Comments, tell us which one was the most important one for you at DougStefan.com. Thanks for being here. This week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Rec.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.